Why did Christians and Jews believe that every child is born sinful? And what is our point of view on this?
The Jews didn't.
That's the question, Hazur.
I don't think the Jews believed every child was born sinful.
I believe you're right.
Yes. It was the Christians, and particularly St. Paul. I don't see any mention of Jesus Christ towards this, pointing at this concept of the Christianity of today. It took birth in the mind of St. Paul, because he tried to philosophize his teachings to the Romans, and according to their own style of thinking, their philosophical background, he also tried to present Christianity in a different garb or in a different presentation. So that is how it came to be born. The Bible doesn't mention this crime ever having been transferred to the children. It is the New Testament in which, the Bible does mention the fact, touches upon this. I'm remembering that part and I'll just speak on that. The Bible does mention that as a sign of crime committed by Adam, as a result or as a punishment of that crime, God so destined that from then on, every woman will bear child with pain and labor, and every man would earn his bread through hard labor. These are the two standing signs that are attributed to the sin of Adam, not to the sin having been transferred to the generations beyond. So I believe that this was made by St. Paul to be the main reason why he could claim that even in Judaic teachings there was a concept of sin continuing to be transferred from generation to the generation. But if he takes shelter in this, then he himself undoes the shelter, because the signs given in the Bible are that the sin will continue to be punished, not the sin will be repeated. The sin will continue to be punished, and these will be the two signs of Allah's wrath. What happened at the birth of Jesus Christ, let's turn to that. Did Mary not suffer? And suffer very much. So she gave birth to a child in a state of sinfulness. If that is understood to be the sign of sin by St. Paul or anybody else. Right? And then after that, was this punishment taken off by Allah? By God?
Not at all.
Lifted from Christians or non-Christians? So if this is meant to be taken as referring to the continuation of sin in human race, then because the signs continue to exist, then nothing changed from the time of Jesus, which did not happen before. You understand the point?
Yes, of course.
So this concept is totally baseless and without foundation.
If Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, had died, as it was believed, taking the sins of the world with him, surely he would have taken those sins and women wouldn't suffer in childbirth.
This is what I'm referring to.
Yes.
There are two points. That is the birth of Jesus, which should have been sinless. If the signs of sin, as they are understood by St. Paul, the labor of the woman who goes for the childbirth, for delivery of a child, if that is a sign of continuation of sin, then the birth of Jesus was in sinful circumstances. And the death could perhaps wash away the sins, which did not.
Because if Jesus came to redeem sins,
yes,
then that sin would not have been perpetuated on the rest of mankind.
That's right. But I'm talking of the signs from the biblical viewpoint. Now we are discussing not just entirely from the Christian viewpoint, we are discussing it from the viewpoint of St. Paul's understanding that this concept of sin has been taken from the New Old Testament, from the beginning of the story of Adam and Eve. What I'm saying is, his interpretation is positively wrong. Because if they were the sin, signs of sins, continuing into future generations, then at the time of Jesus' birth and after Jesus' crucifixion, those signs should have been wiped out. Because sin didn't exist, so the signs had no right to be there.
Yes.
You understand this?
Thank you.
Yes.